I've spent the last few days out in my balcony. This lovely weather has caused a real growth spurt. All the wee plants that I planted years ago have reached the top of the walls, and I've been out on the stepladder tying them into the trellis. I'm very proud of my garden. People put it down because it's all in pots, but I've created a relaxing haven for myself, full of lovely colours and smells, and I did all this in benefits using seeds and cuttings and cheap plants. My granda was a gardener, and when I was a child, he had a lovely wee garden at his council house, and it was his pride and joy. I spent all my time helping him and learning how to grow things. Most of the plants he had, I've now got. Yesterday, I got a bag of free daffodil bulbs from the Camden Garden Centre, and I planted them out in the evening in memory of my da. He died nearly a year ago on the 25th of September. This time last year, I was getting ready to go home to Belfast to see him for one last time. I want the bright yellow colours of the daffodils to penetrate the gloom of my grief and remind me of his twinkling eyes and sense of humour. We threw yellow roses on top of him in the grave. My yellow roses are still blooming, and when I look at them, they remind me of him and my mother. I've planted lots of things in my balcony in memory of the people I've loved who've now died, and when it all gets too much for me, I sit out among them and let nature surround me and show me that life and growth still go on. Growing something, even if it's just a pot of parsley on a kitchen windowsill, is very therapeutic. That's what my granda taught me all those years ago, not in words, but in the love and attention he gave to every single one of his plants, just like I now do to mine.